From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels is on high alert, fearing a Paris-like attack. Heavily armed security forces patrolled the streets and subways were closed Saturday in Brussels. The government warned of a risk of attacks similar to the multiple terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Prime Minister Charles Michel said that the alert level was raised to its highest level, which signals a serious and immediate threat. Cohen Gintz is Belgium's justice minister.
It is a serious and imminent threat. Otherwise, our Center for Analyse of Threats would not have qualified the situation as 4 on a scale of 4.
Metro trains in Brussels are shut down until at least Sunday afternoon. Residents of the capital have been warned to avoid crowded public areas such as concerts, shopping areas, and transport hubs. Salah Absalam, the principal suspect in the Paris attacks, is still on the loose. Belgian authorities are concerned he could be planning an attack in Brussels. U.S. President Barack Obama has condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Bamako, Mali, that left 21 people dead Friday. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Obama said the assault will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris, and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations.
Two West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and its affiliate El Morabitoun, have claimed joint responsibility for the attack. A U.S. defense official called AQIM the leading suspect. This is VOA.